Let's go inside her story from our New York studios in Harlem. Jackie Reed, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and J. Anthony Brown. Listen, Tom, October is National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, and my guest this morning is recognizing both. She survived the tragedy of losing a baby not once, but three times. But this morning, she is happy to be the mother of two beautiful children. My guest shares her personal story in her book, I Made God Laugh. I'm going inside her story with Robin L. Davis. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Robin, I love the book title. Tell us how you made God laugh.
Well, like many, you have a plan. So my plan was by 30, I was going to be married. I was going to have four children, the house, the nice house, and the picket fence. And I was going to have this great career. And, yeah, God had other plans. So... I figure he's laughing because, yeah, you have this great outline, but I don't have any of that for you. Nobody told me that was the plan. So I felt like I made him laugh because, you know, I had my own plan, my whole life planned out, and he had something totally different planned.
He's got a funny sense of humor, doesn't he?
Right. He doesn't. We don't make the plan in the end. He makes the ultimate plan.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
There was a lot of tragedy in your story, as I mentioned off the top, and you wanted to share that story in order to help other women struggling with the loss of a child. Were you dealing with a medical issue, or what led you to lose your babies?
I'm not sure if it was a medical issue. When I became pregnant with my twins, I was 26 weeks into the pregnancy when I went into labor. My babies were born weighing 1 pound, 10 ounces each. Unfortunately, you know, I had a boy and a girl. Unfortunately, my son did not survive. I was just devastated because I had been trying to conceive. And then when I first conceived, I had a tubal pregnancy. Mm. And so, you know, that was already upsetting, and then to get pregnant with twins and to lose one, and I just felt like I was being punished, and it is just so hard. Even today, I can't walk by twins and not cry.
Wow.
Because it is just still that fresh to me.
Yeah.
My little girl was in the NICU for 2 months. During this time, I went through a depression because I felt like my body was supposed to be their safe haven. And not doing that, I felt like I had failed. Mm. So I blamed myself a lot for a long while.
What got you out of that depression? How did you deal with that darkness that you were going through?
You know, I would like to say that faith got me through. But I was not even strong enough to pray at that time because I was upset. And I couldn't pray. But I had the support of family. I had the support of friends, those who said, okay, you can't pray, so we'll pray for you. Mm-hmm. I have a wonderful doctor who was like, you know, sometimes these things can't be explained. They just happen. So, you know, I had to stop looking for explanations as to why. I had to stop looking for people to blame and just focus on that little girl that was in the NICU who depended on me and who needed me.
Do you remember that day that it all sort of came together for you in terms of, you know, looking forward and seeing the brightness of having that little girl who needed you?
Ironically, when she reached 2 pounds, and it took maybe a couple of weeks for her to reach 2 pounds because she was so tiny, and, you know.
She fit in the palm of your hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she fit in the palm of my hand. Actually, I could see through her. I could see the veins through her skin because, you know, her skin was still that sticky and it was translucent. So I could really see, I could see her veins through her skin. She was just that little. So, in the NICU, you know, they can't wear clothes until they start weighing 2 pounds. So we're on pins and needles because I was told, you know, if she makes it through the first week, we're doing good.
So, and now you have two children, two healthy children?
I have two healthy children. After the twins, I did conceive again, and I had a miscarriage. And so after that, I conceived, and now I have a healthy, very rambunctious one-year-old. I know they say the twos are terrible. Nobody tells you about the one.
But, Robin, now your sister, you were saying, I believe she's pregnant, and now you may have some idea as to why you had medical complications. Tell us about that.
Yes, she has it's genetic, and it is a type of blood disorder which causes clotting. And so now, even with her being pregnant, she has to take shots twice a day. I don't want to get the name of what it is wrong. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's ARAU-1. I don't want to get the name of it wrong, but it is something that causes clotting within the blood, and it can be fatal for the fetus of pregnant women because it does cause blood clotting. And because it is genetic and can be passed through siblings, it is said that that may be the cause of me actually going into labor early and also the cause of the miscarriage.
Mm. What gave you, Robin, the strength to tell your story so publicly?
You know, I'm pretty much a pretty private person, but I was actually listening to Ruben Studdard. He has a song called Medicine for Someone Else. Mm. And that song really stuck with me because I was like, you know, this is what I've gone through. It's kind of like a sisterhood for women who've experienced it. Nobody can, you can relate to each other. So I wanted to be that medicine for someone else who may be struggling, who may be, you know, at their breaking point, who may be suffering through depression, who have lost a child. So I
wanted What's the name of the song
story.
By Ruben?
I'm sorry.
Medicine for Someone Else? Is that it, yeah, Robin?
Medicine for Someone Else.
I've never heard that before. It sounds like a beautiful song.
I haven't either.
It is. You must listen to it. And it basically talks about, you know, being that medicine for someone else, using your story to heal others. And that's what I wanted to do.
I'm going to get in touch with Ruben and tell him about you and his song.
Please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
I will.
Well,
yeah.
Robin L. Davis, the book is I Made God Laugh. And are you working on a novel now?
I am. Right now, I'm actually working on a fiction novel, which is the total opposite of what I've just done. this book, the book I'm currently working on, is called Why She Stayed So Long. And it's the tale of a woman, a married woman, who's in an emotionally abusive relationship. And now she's trying to decide how to get out, and even if she wants to get out.
Mm, sounds good.
All right.
Well, Robin, congratulations on those two babies. And thank you for sharing your story with us. I know you helped a lot of women.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, darling.
Thank you.